Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to today's Discover Mansfield podcast, and joining us today is Pamela Lynch, Chief Operations Officer of Aclarity. As the COO of Aclarity, Pamela ensures smooth operations of this Mansfield-based groundbreaking clean water technology company. Prior to joining Aclarity, she worked with companies such as TPI Composites, A123 Systems, and GE Plastics, where she graduated from GE's Operations Management Leadership Program. Pamela has built and led engineering, operations, quality, and supply chain teams in new technology products spanning from electric vehicle batteries, wind turbines, and blades, electric buses, and EV automatic automotive components. She received her Bachelor's of Science degree in Chemical Engineering from Worcester Polytech Institute and earned a Certificate of Management Excellence from the Harvard Business School, as well as a Diversity and Inclusion Certificate from Cornell. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us and for being on today's show.
Thank you, Deborah. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're really happy to have you here, and let's kick it off by sharing with our listeners what Aclarity is all about.
Yeah, thank you. Aclarity is a water technology and water purification services company. The company was founded in 2017 by Julie Bliss Mullen, and we are in an excellent growth trajectory. We have a fleet of mobile field trailers, and we are out across the U.S. destroying contaminants in water and in wastewater. And in our work every day, we are committed to making lasting environmental impact, solving our customers' problems, and staying true to some of our core values, such as collaboration, integrity, innovation, positivity, and grit.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, I've read a lot about your company and a lot about the background of the founder, which is so very impressive. And what you're doing right now is really on par with what is needed in our environment. And one of the things that I read was that 98% of the U.S. population has PFAS in their blood, which quite frankly was a little scary to read. But first of all, what are PFAS, if you can share that with our listeners? What do PFAS do in the human body? And why is it important to get rid of these chemicals?
Yeah, it is scary. So PFAS or PFAS are per and polyfluoral alkali substances, and they're man-made and they've been around since the 1950s. And actually, there are many different thousands of different compounds in that category of PFAS. They're in Teflon, nonstick cookware, water-resistant outerwear, products like Scotchgard, which were used on fabric and carpet. To shield things. And what was later found out in the past decade or couple decades is that the PFAS bioaccumulates in people and it causes cancer. It's been linked to cancer. It has effects on hormones, has effects on unborn babies. It's found in our water, it's found in fish, it's found in air and soil. And once it started showing up, and there was a study, as you noted, 98% of people's blood. It's quite alarming. So Aclarity's mission is to destroy PFAS forever. It's ironic, you know, the properties of these forever chemicals, which made them so great when they were invented, are the same properties which make them so hard to break down. And it's remarkable to now be able to have the technology that can destroy PFAS, so we're able to destroy it and not just move it around from one place to another. Now, all of this may seem, you know, scary or alarming, but I do want to note there's some good things on the horizon. So in March 2023, the EPA did announce and proposed the National Drinking Water Regulation guidance around six PFAS compounds at the 4 parts per trillion level. So actually stating that we should be testing our drinking water and verifying that PFAS is of acceptable limits and not above certain limits. So there's a lot of good traction around making progress to get rid of PFAS and make sure that this is not going to continue to be a problem and that we're going to continue to ingest it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what you're doing, what your company is doing to bring this to the forefront, especially by removing the PFAS from the water, is great. And it certainly puts it out there. And I think also kind of puts pressure on the knowledge that it's out there. And hopefully more regulations will come into play that will make it even harder for, you know, levels of any means to stay in water systems so that people can remain healthy and be okay. You know, clean water is so essential to our health, well-being, and the environment. And as a groundbreaking company focused on destroying PFAS using electrochemistry, can you tell us about how you actually do this? What are your systems like and what do they actually do?
Yeah, so the process we use is electrochemistry or electrochemical oxidation. And so we have designed small reactors, you know, smaller than a mini fridge. So think, you know, the small size. And they're very modular, so we can add more reactors based on the needs of our clients. So each reactor has anodes and cathodes in it, as a power supply, and water or liquid waste, I mean, it might be a slurry, is able to run directly continuously through. And the power zaps that carbon-fluorine bond, which is the strongest bond known in nature. And it sends low power through the system and then breaks that bond and completely mineralizes the compounds so they cannot reform. And benign constituents remain. So the original compounds remain. And we've demonstrated 99% PFAS destruction in the field with wastewater. And this is pretty awesome to be able to go out and solve some of our customers' issues and to really see how appreciative they are that they are able to meet some of their permit limits and do the right thing for the environments that they're in. If they can actually destroy PFAS, you know, down to those low limits in their wastewater, they're sure that they're not moving PFAS around and potentially contaminating other environmental streams.
Yeah, that is really, really remarkable. And I would imagine that you're able to service many different industries. What industries do you serve and how do you help those different industries with your processes?
Yeah, we're working with wastewater treatment plants. We're working with landfills. So landfills have a variety of waste in them. And then as rainwater comes over them, it creates something called landfill leachate. So that is a wastewater stream that the landfill has. And that is usually concentrated or has some concentrations of PFAS. So we are able to bring our fleet of trailers on site to landfills and wastewater treatment plants and run it through our reactors and think about it as wastewater as a service. So we're able to go and support them. And now we're looking at full-scale, more permanent solutions that our customers want to have on their site full-time. We're also working with firefighting foam has PFAS in it, and there are a couple different jobs of going in and working to clean up firefighting foam liquids and destroy PFAS. And really anywhere where there is PFAS of a concentration level, we're able to go in and help. We do have some different drinking water opportunities that we are working on. Those are more further out in the future. So where we've demonstrated with customers to date is really in landfills and centralized wastewater treatment plants.
You know, that's really great. And just going back to the environment for a minute, Pamela, how is Aclarity working with its customers and partners to further its environmental impact? What else are you doing?
Yeah, great. So one of the existing issues would be if someone puts in large granular activated carbon filters. So think you're at-home water filter, but large water filters. That really removes the PFAS, but removal is not the only solution because that PFAS is now on granular activated carbon, and that granular activated carbon might go to a landfill, and then that PFAS could contaminate someone else's water when the rain washes over the waste. And that's the challenge. So we're on track to avoid 707 billion kgs of CO2 emissions through eliminating waste trucking and restoring environmental justice areas in working with our clients over the next couple of years.
That is pretty remarkable. And I'm sure that it's just the beginning of a lot more that you're going to be doing as well. Recently, your organization was one of only 16 deep tech startup companies in the state to receive grant funding from the Massachusetts Office of Economic Development and Mass Ventures, which is really fabulous. Can you tell us what Aclarity's big picture goals are for this funding?
Yeah, thank you. So first of all, we are so appreciative to Mass Ventures and to Secretary of Economic Development, Yvonne Howe. This is really exciting. We were really thrilled to get some of this funding. It's been really great for Aclarity and to help us grow. We're using that to increase our intellectual property and to build out lab capability. We recently hired another scientist on our research team, a recent graduate of Tufts. We've been able to increase testing and sampling. When you have a new product like ours, it's all about that product validation with customers in the field. So we are continuing to validate the product over and over and do some of the optimization for our product as well, which will really help us get the right unit economics to continue to scale and meet more communities' needs. Because at the end of the day, that's what we really want to do is address the environmental issues that our communities face and get out there and be able to service them at the right cost and price point.
Yeah, that is just great. And, you know, as you think about it, you're innovative, you're coming up with these amazing solutions to an environmental issue. You're making an impact within the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and beyond. So you're receiving accolades in the fact that you're getting these great grants and you're growing. And with growth comes hiring of necessary professionals to help bring the company to the next level as you continue to grow and thrive. And we understand that you're currently hiring for several positions, including a VP of engineering, a staff engineer, an electrochemist, and a business development representative. Would you please tell us about these positions, their requirements, and what you were looking for in qualified candidates?
Yeah, thank you so much, Deborah. Yeah, we're definitely hiring, and we want people who care about our mission, care about sustainability, clean water, really have a collaborative solutions-oriented approach. We value diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we want to collaborate with communities and clients in a very open way. We are also a growing startup, and so we want people who are flexible and adaptable and will want to be with us and grow as the company grows. We're definitely a strong mix of drive and technical aptitude. The VP of engineering role is going to come in and really work with our team as we're at this pivotal point of our company as we're continuing to do field deployments, working with that while thinking about our product roadmap and what's next, and how do we take some of the great innovations and research and incorporate them in and scale them to effectively meet our clients' needs. Staff engineer, so definitely a mix of hands-on engineering work and really the passion and drive to figure things out. Additionally, the electrochemist will be in the lab a lot with our research team, but someone who's thinking about new ideas understands the background of water chemistry and has worked in electrochemistry before, but really thinking about how we can expand and bring some new ideas to further advance the Aclarity's portfolio and products. Business development representative, we have a lot of inbound leads. A lot of people are contacting Aclarity for their needs around PFAS. The business development representative will probably do a wide range of things of talking to customers and then also, reaching out and developing new leads and growing our business in other areas. There's opportunity. There's been a lot of inquiries from overseas, from Europe, from other countries. So right now we are focused in United States and Canada, maybe North America, but in the future we'll be growing overseas as well. Just based on the needs, PFAS is a problem that is everywhere. It is not just unique to the United States. So definitely looking for people that are passionate about this space and want to join the team and help.
That is great. And so if there are interested candidates that are listening to the podcast and they want to apply, what do they do?
Yeah, I would say follow us on LinkedIn, so Aclarity, or you can check out our website, aclaritywater.com. And you can email us directly, info@aclaritywater.com. And note that you heard about this through Discover Mansfield. And those are probably some of the best ways right now to get in touch with us. Aclarity is A-C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, Aclarity. And yeah, we look forward to it. We would love to hire more people in and around the Mansfield community.
Great. So Pamela, as you look to the future, what is Aclarity's vision for transforming the world with respect to clean water?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Deborah. Aclarity plans to be the world's leading solution for eliminating environmental contamination. We believe in equitable access to clean water. And so we plan to continue to grow our mobile field deployments. We continue to get, you know, full-scale permanent installs of our equipment and be a solutions and services provider to our clients, and continue to grow and destroy PFAS forever. And we're really focused around water initially, but with respect to the world, I mean, we really do want to be the leading solution for eliminating environmental contamination. That's what we're all about right now.
That's a great goal, great vision, and a great ambition as well. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners in the few minutes we have left on today's podcast? Anything that we didn't cover that you would like to share?
Yeah, thanks. So a couple of things, I guess, you know, one is that we're so excited to be part of the community in Mansfield. So just a shout out to the support given to us by the Mansfield Bioincubator. The team there, Alex, Russ, Micah, everyone has been really great to work with. So just a, you know, shout out and thank you to them. And then, you know, a broader thing, I would encourage everyone listening to read your local water report. And if you don't have a local water report, reach out and ask those questions. If you have a well, has your water been tested? Do you know what's in your well water? Also, if you think about where your trash goes and public works, does it go to a landfill? Where is that landfill? The more we can kind of build awareness and get people asking these questions and thinking about sustainable solutions, I think the more of an impact we're all going to make. So I just encourage people to continue to ask the questions and become more informed of what's in their water and, you know, where their waste goes. And if we're all more informed around that, then we can all make more informed decisions. I really appreciate the time and opportunity today, Deborah. Aclarity is so excited to be part of the Mansfield community. We really, you know, value being a part of it, meeting with other people, other businesses, and it's been really great. And yeah, we're excited about the impact to come. So thanks so much for having us on your podcast today.
Well, and we thank you for choosing Mansfield, for being part of Mansfield's growth. And we hope that you enjoy being in Mansfield for a very, very long time and look forward to watching your continued success. And thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast.